Greek culture news site rips Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey for excluding Greeks from DEI cast. By Warner Todd Houston on May 24, 2026. Hollywood director Christopher Nolan is being ripped by a Greek interest publication for not having any Greek actors in his adaptation of The Odyssey. Nolan's film is based on the 2,800-year-old epic poem told by Homer, which follows the fantastic journey of the heroic king of Ithaca, Odysseus. It is one of the oldest known works of literature in history and was composed by a Greek man, in Greek, for his fellow Greeks. Yet Nolan's film, toasted by Hollywood Access Media for its diversity, doesn't have any Greeks in it at all. And the Greek City Times, an Australia-based news site dedicated to promoting Hellenism and serving the global Greek diaspora, is calling out the hypocrisy of that creative decision. For years, Hollywood has lectured audiences about representation, inclusion, cultural sensitivity and the moral necessity of diversity in storytelling, the paper writes in its critique of Nolan's film. Studios, actors and filmmakers have repeatedly insisted that authenticity matters, that cultures should not merely be mined for content while the people connected to those cultures remain invisible. Yet the upcoming adaptation of The Odyssey by Christopher Nolan appears to embody precisely that contradiction, it continues. Noting that Nolan's upcoming film has become trapped inside the exhausted binary of woke versus anti-woke, the paper points out that Nolan is absolutely entitled to cast whoever he wants. But that fact does not paper over the glaring problem with Nolan's film and his reasoning for his casting. The paper asks the obvious question: once a production visibly embraces the language and optics of modern diversity politics, it becomes entirely legitimate to ask a simple question. If representation matters so deeply, why does a story rooted in one of the foundational works of Greek civilization seemingly exclude Greeks altogether? Not one prominent ethnic Greek actor. Not one Greek-American performer. Not even a symbolic acknowledgement of the culture from which the story originates, the editorial continues. That omission is not merely ironic. It exposes the selective and performative nature of Hollywood's modern diversity framework, it says. The paper goes on to blast Hollywood for constantly focusing on cultural ownership even as Nolan's entire movie smacks of cultural appropriation. And the point is spot on. Hollywood has repeatedly condemned the historical practice of dominant industries borrowing from minority cultures while excluding the people themselves, the paper notes. And yet that is arguably exactly what is happening here. Ancient Greece is not simply an aesthetic backdrop. The Odyssey is one of the defining literary works of Western civilization, a cornerstone of Greek cultural identity, mythology and intellectual history, the editorial rightly says. Its themes of homecoming, loyalty, temptation, identity and perseverance emerged from a distinctly Greek worldview and cultural tradition. If Hollywood truly believes representation matters, then Greek representation should matter too. The question the paper asks turns a spotlight on the empty preaching so often seen in Hollywood. Why is white culture devalued so much in Hollywood? And just how politically motivated and empty is Hollywood's drive for diversity? It makes diversity appear less like a sincere ethical principle and more like a fashionable industry currency applied selectively according to political trends, institutional incentives and award season calculations, the editorial concludes. Of course, the paper is 100% correct. Nolan is playing politics with The Odyssey, and his film seems to be little else but an exercising left-wing hypocrisy. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.